KRWG News is interviewing candidates running in New Mexico's contested primary races. Today we are joined by Senator John Arthur Smith, who is seeking re-election for the District 35 State Senate seat. Senator Smith, thank you so much for being with us. I'd like to start off, if you could share with our audience why you are running for re-election.
Well, I guess the main reason I'm running for re-election, quite frankly, is looking from a redistricting plan that could be devastating to the rural areas. On that, recognizing the fact that about 15% of my population is in Doña Ana County, the 85% is considered to be in rural, sparsely populated areas. And I do believe that I will be able to hold some representation, strong representation for the rural areas. With that being said, I've always had a strong interest in making certain that New Mexico is stable financially on that. And obviously, since the end of the session this year, the revenues to the state of New Mexico have greatly diminished, not just with the oil and gas, but compounded by the virus. I believe with my expertise in the Senate finance side of it, that I can assist New Mexico in trying to negotiate these troubled waters readily. And so those principally are my reasons for running. I've looked at the state budget, and I do the state budget, and quite frankly, you have different groups that all want to be held harmless during the downtime, and that they're basically should be the privileged group and others should be cut. Reminding your public that right at 60% of every dollar, 60 cents out of every dollar that we raise goes to public ed and to higher ed. 25 cents goes to health and social services. So that's about 85 cents out of every dollar we appropriate go to those two categories. The remaining 15%, about 7%, go to corrections and law enforcement. So you're up to about 92 cents out of every dollar we appropriate. With that being said, given the situation with oil and aggravated by the virus, our budget of $7.6 billion now has a revenue stream that will support about $5.6 billion in spending on that. And so as a result, we have always attempted to try and be fair with the resources that we have, and I think I'm best suited to sustain that effort.
Now, you mentioned a lot of tough choices for lawmakers in New Mexico. You brought up concerns about rural parts of your district. Obviously, across the globe and right here in New Mexico, COVID-19 has impacted so many lives. With that in mind, can you share with our audience what you think the major issues are facing the district and the state?
Well, right now, the major issue that we have right now is to make certain that the state of New Mexico is going to be able to pay its bills. The other issue, we've got to make certain that we're adequately funded for the health emergency that we're in. And thirdly, we've got to get people back to work on that. They've got to become consumers again. The federal stimulus will be going away. And those are the three areas. Number one, pay our bills. Number two, adequately funding health. And number three, getting people back to work are the key issues that I see that are facing us right now.
So if reelected, how can you address these issues with legislation?
Well, the legislation we're talking about is the state budget, and it's a zero-sum game. We cannot run a deficit like the federal government does on that. And so with that being said, I have had a reputation of being fair. I've also had a reputation of being careful with the taxpayer dollars on that. And with the re-election, I will continue that effort.
Now, the New Mexico Supreme Court recently dismissed an emergency petition by the New Mexico Secretary of State and other county clerks to conduct the June primary election by using mostly a mail-in ballot. The high court dismissed that petition and ordered that applications for absentee ballots be mailed to voters. How do you feel about the state Supreme Court's decision?
Well, it's not a question of how I feel. I take an oath of office to support the laws and the Constitution of the state of New Mexico when the courts ruled, and so we will comply.
Okay, so you don't have any thoughts on that decision?
Well, I'm not going to go against the Supreme Court decision. With that they've ruled, they're an equal branch of government. We have separation of powers, and I'm not the one that's in a position to challenge what their ruling was. If they hadn't ruled on it, it would be a different story, but they've already ruled on it.
So can you share with the audience how you feel this pandemic has impacted your campaign?
Well, number one, it's prohibited us from going door to door, which is typically probably the most effective method of campaigning. In my case, at my age, I'm starting to engage in the social media method of campaigning, which is sort of a brand new world to me. Fortunately, I have a lot of expertise in that area because I've got several grandkids, so they can help me out in that effort. But I've relied heavily on local newspapers. I've relied heavily on local radio stations. Local newspapers and local radio stations are small businesses that are having an extremely difficult time. With the shutdown of retail, their ad base has been dropped or reduced immensely. And I feel it's my responsibility to try and support those businesses locally. And so I've gone heavier on newspaper time, and I've gone heavier on radio time than what I typically have in the past.
Senator John Arthur Smith is a state senator serving in District 35. He is seeking re-election. Senator Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Take care now.